It's 8:04. This is 89.3 KPCC. I'm Steve Julian. L.A. police officers and firefighters are now sifting through a house in the western San Fernando Valley where a man barricaded himself overnight. One veteran SWAT officer died during of gunshot wounds, and another is in surgery now. A fire broke out in KPCC's Patricia Nazario is at Northridge Medical Center where the officers were taken. What's the latest?
What we understand now is 51-year-old Officer James Veenstra is still undergoing surgery. His wife, Michelle, is here with him. And we understand that he was probably shot in the face around the chin area. These SWAT team members are where, when they go into a hot situation like this, they're dressed in full body armor. So police aren't sure if they were ambushed when they went into the house. It was about 12:30 last night, Steve, so it was dark. They're not sure what the lighting situation was, but probably the gunman shot Veenstra in the face and something similar to Officer Randy Simmons, who is the officer that died here at the hospital at about 1 o'clock this morning.
Both are 51 years old, Patricia, and do you know what prompted the police to get the call in the first place?
Actually, it was about 9 o'clock last night when the gunman himself called police. He called 911 and he said, "I just shot three members of my family. You guys need to come get me." So LAPD responded, and they're saying early in the evening there was some officer exchange gunfire. So he got into some sort of gunfight with one of the officers. They called for backup. That's how SWAT came onto the scene. And that was at about 12:30 when those two officers entered the house. And as I said, Steve, they're not sure what the situation was. What did he do? Did he lure them in? Did he ambush them once they got in? Did he say he wanted to talk to them, and then when they came in to talk, he just opened fire? They're not sure, or at least they're not saying. And we all know how this is. When there's a situation that's this hot, they're focused on that dangerous situation. Informing the media and talking about the details will come later, but right now they just want to wrap the situation up and they want to make sure that their officers on the scene are safe.
There's another update in about 10 minutes, we understand. And what do we know about the suspect?
What we know about him is that not very many people know about him, and it's probably a reflection of our society. You know, they're keeping reporters far away, about 8 or 10 blocks away. A lot of reporters tried to talk to neighbors. People 5 or 8 blocks away don't know who this guy is. All the officers have to go on at this point is he's someone who had lots of ammunition in his house. He's someone who shot his family, or at least he said he did. From what we understand, people were reporting earlier in the overnight hours, people were reporting that there was a body on the lawn. It was visibly on the lawn, and there were probably 2 more bodies in the house. So we're not exactly sure what his mental state was or who he is, and I'm sure we'll learn that going forward. Another thing, Steve, is we're hearing that they were able to get the suspect out of the house. There are unconfirmed media reports that police officers used tear gas. Maybe they took a bolder step after that, and a fire broke out in the house. We understand that a dog went in, and they were able to get the suspect out of the house. There were wide reports of very thick, dark smoke around the house, and the L.A. City Fire Department was putting the fire out. All of that wouldn't have happened. The L.A. City Fire wouldn't have been on top of the house and around the area had that suspect not been out of there, had they not felt safe to be around the house. So at this point, that's the direction things are moving in. It seems like police officers, law enforcement, have the suspect in custody, or at least out of the house.
KPCC's Patricia Nazario reporting from Northridge Medical Center. We'll keep you updated on the latest as soon as we learn it.